Welcome to the Amplify Clearwater Show, powered by 13th Avenue Media. We are very excited to take you on a journey to learn more about the incredible businesses, nonprofits, and community leaders that are here in Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. If you feel so inclined, please share this with somebody who might also enjoy it, subscribe, and write a review. Thank you for joining us and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Amplify Clearwater Show. My name is Sharon Feckety. I am the co-host and founder of 13th Avenue Media. I am always delighted to have the beautiful Amanda Payne wearing her leather jacket today. Welcome to the show, Amanda.
Thank you, Sharon. This is cold weather. It demands a leather jacket. I don't get to pull it out often, so.
Cold for us Floridians. All my New York friends are laughing at me.
That's right.
Well, we are very, very proud to have Mayor Frank Hibbard here today. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Fantastic to have you. Well, I do want to start by saying your wife is lovely.
I would agree. I hope she keeps me.
I hope so too. She's fantastic. We were delighted to have her on the show not too long ago and learn all about the Salvation Army. So, you know, I judge most people by who they're married to. And I say, you must be a pretty good guy.
I'm married up.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so happy that you are the mayor during a pandemic. I am not jealous of your job, but I am excited to hear about all of what you have been doing since you have taken this job on yet again. Congratulations. And I'm going to pass this over to Amanda because she is way more political than I'll ever be. And I just think you're better served by having Amanda ask you questions than me, because I'll want to know like about your home life. And did you decorate for Christmas yet? Amanda, go ahead.
4 days before Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact.
Nice.
Very good.
It's one of those years I think you just want to start early.
Absolutely.
That's right. Well, Sharon, I don't know if being political is actually a compliment, but I'm happy to have a friendship with Mayor Hibbard and to be able to work alongside him in my role at the chamber and his role as mayor of our city. I have to say that I was pleasantly surprised by Mayor Hibbard's leadership. He stepped in at one of the hardest times that anybody could have imagined. And I know that, you know, probably if he had to do this again and knew what was coming, he may have rethought this opportunity, but he has certainly stepped in and led with confidence and given our citizens something to believe in and to look forward to. So I'm incredibly grateful to have him in this role during this time. Without a doubt, it's been a challenge. I had the opportunity, and he actually led the force for our business recovery task force. He was really the organizer behind that and helping the chamber organize that group and really step into a role of helping our businesses to recover. So that being said, Mayor, would you mind to share with us your inspiration for running a second time? You were mayor previously and served two terms and took a step away from the limelight and came back to do it again. Do you mind to share with us your inspiration for wanting to return to public office?
Certainly. You know, when I left in 2012 due to term limits, I joined several boards in Clearwater Marine Aquarium, Ruth Deckard Hall, Calvary Christian High School, and HEP, because I still wanted to get back to the community, but just in a different way. But I believe in term limits, and at the same time, I felt like there was unfinished business. And so I really did want to come back and finish up some of that business. Unfortunately, when I left, the majority of my term was the Great Recession and coming out of the Great Recession. And so when I left in March of 2012, we were really just at the point of starting to recover. So as you say, this wasn't a great time to come back into office. They say history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. So there are many factors that we're dealing with the pandemic that rhyme with what we dealt with back in 2008-09.
And what a challenge to come in, you know, here it is. You're like, well, we've got a good economy. And it's at least when you first signed up to run, right? We've got a good economy. This is our opportunity to get things done. And in the time frame between getting elected and actually taking office is when the pandemic really hit us, I think, and certainly the full effect of it and the closure. Talk to us a little bit about what it's been like to lead the city through a pandemic, and how you really had to adjust your vision, because I know you came into this role with the vision, how you've had to adjust your vision to meet the need, the current needs and state of our community.
Well, I think a lot of the objectives that I have for the city have really just been delayed, and we will get back to them. But right now we have to deal with the present and the challenges that the pandemic presents. Certainly the business task force helped significantly, and a lot of our business availed themselves of the opportunity to get money from the city of Clearwater, from the county, and certainly from the federal government. We hope that that was enough to keep many businesses that may have been teetering from not going out of business, because that's going to be critically important as we come out of the pandemic and as people are vaccinated. We need to get people back to work, earning a living as soon as possible, because that just has a cascading effect. People talk about affordable housing. Well, the best way to deal with affordable housing is get people good jobs that they can afford housing. And so working with the chamber, it's been really beneficial because we're attacking the problem from more than just one angle. Government can only do so much, but we certainly can be a catalyst towards good things and towards preserving the economy. The one positive thing that has come out of the pandemic in comparison to the Great Recession is we really haven't seen property values drop the way they did in 08, 09, and 10. And so that means our revenue has not taken as big a hit as we did back then. There are still some areas where we don't have as much revenue, but it is significantly different from back then. And so that is one of the reasons that I think we're going to rebound significantly faster than we did back during the Great Recession.
So I would really jump in and just as a small business owner in your community, Clearwater, I'm actually in the ring as well. I've been there since day one, since it opened, and the city of Clearwater has been so magnificent in merging and offering a place for entrepreneurs such as myself to run businesses. In a very beautiful green building that is well certified and really sustainable for growth and also sustainable for our health. So I'm impressed with what has been done in the pandemic. I'd like to say, Mayor, since day one, if you can see the silver lining, Amanda and I always talk about the silver lining of what's been going on. I've really, really enjoyed the district that has formed, especially because it's right outside my door of my office. And we've enjoyed the outdoor dining. You know, there's wonderful entertainment going on outside. I think that that has really not just given us some hope, but also just been so delightful to see for the small businesses in our town, in our city, to have an opportunity to grow in a different way. So can you tell me about what that was like for you, Mayor, to really take the small business owners and the entrepreneurs in the community and start coming up with ways to help us stay in business and grow in business?
Well, you know, people say never, never let, you know, a, not a tragedy, but a, help me out here, ladies.
pandemic?
Well, a pandemic or any crisis, don't let it go to waste.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the reality is when you have a crisis like we're dealing with right now, it forces everybody from government to businesses to not-for-profits to re-examine the way they do things. And it makes you really sharpen your sword so that you can be more efficient, and you're forced to think outside the box and make alterations to your business plan. And so I think that's what's happened. We saw an opportunity with, you know, the restrictions on indoor dining, that if we closed off Cleveland Street in the 400 and 500 block, we would give the opportunity to the businesses to have much more outdoor seating, make their patrons feel comfortable. It wasn't a big financial expenditure on the part of the city. There was some inconvenience to some of the residents. There's a little bit more work that the city has to do as far as the petitions. We're going to be improving those soon too. And some of the cleanup and whatnot. But it created the right environment for businesses to at least make it, but they are actually thriving. And amazingly, we've had 3 new restaurants open during the pandemic. So that's fairly remarkable. And I'm now seeing people from all over Clearwater, people from Dunedin, Bel Air, Safety Harbor that are coming to the downtown. So that's a perfect example, in my opinion, of government's role and responsibility is to try to come up with out-of-the-box solutions. And part of the, this came out of the task force. So it wasn't really the city's idea. We just followed through on it. But that's the responsibility. You know, you talk about business. I was talking with somebody yesterday about it because they were asking me if I could give examples of where the city of Clearwater has made investments that have paid dividends. And I said, of course, I can give you a litany of things. And they said, well, do you really believe that's the role of local government? And my answer is absolutely. With limitations, obviously, we have finite resources just like everybody else. But when you see a strategic investment that you can make, like Beachwalk was back in 2004-05, that transformed Clearwater Beach. It is like priming a pump that has not been used. You have to put some water down the pump for it to start giving you back water. Well, that's what the city has done with the Capitol Theater, with Beachwalk, hopefully with Imagine Clearwater at Coachman Park. I think those are strategic investments that can pay dividends literally for decades.
I agree 100%. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful as a small business owner that I was afforded the opportunity to afford a place for my small businesses to run in Clearwater, because I had removed myself from the city of, I ran a practice for 8 years in Clearwater, and I removed myself for a while in my own businesses just to create new relationships. But I was drawn back by what was happening in downtown and what was happening with, you know, these new opportunities for businesses. And I certainly, although I might say I don't really, you know, want to get involved in politics, I do know that if I'm not involved within the city where my businesses are run, because the community is everything, then I'm really going to be at a disadvantage. So thank you for doing all of that. And I'm going to send it right back to you, Amanda.
Okay. Well, you know, Mayor, you talked, and you touched on it a little bit, and I don't know if you can share with us kind of the timeline for Imagine. I know we're all excited. Certainly, I agree with you that that will only further increase economic investment in downtown and Clearwater as a whole, job creation, quality of life, all of those things. Can you share an update of Imagine and kind of what that timeline might look like?
Certainly. We have already started doing some of the infrastructure. A lot of the infrastructure that goes out to the beach is all anchored in Coachman Park. A lot of it needs to be replaced. So this is a great opportunity to do that. Plus, we need to move some of that underground infrastructure so that we can complete the rest of the project. So that is going on as we speak. And we anticipate that that's going to be finished by late January, February timeframe, at which point we will have full 100% design of the park, and we expect to break ground most likely in March. It's going to be a 24-month project. And, you know, there have been some alterations since I came back into office. In my opinion, one of the design flaws was that I thought the amphitheater in the middle of the park was the wrong location. Fortunately, we got support to move it to the north end. So now it does not bisect the playground and green space and the environmental garden area in two. Those two areas are adjacent to one another, and the amphitheater portion sits a little bit further north. And I think that's one of the real catalysts for bringing a lot of people in. It's going to be 4,000 seats undercover. There's still going to be capacity to get up to about 14,000 for an event like Jazz Holiday. But it's going to give us a state-of-the-art amphitheater that's going to be iconic, and I think will be a catalyst for the entire city, not just downtown. Be a place that our tourists want to come, the residents within the city, and then, you know, our neighboring cities will also want to participate in. And so we'll see how that works. The program has actually been on a diet. So we've eliminated a few components, because we promised to bring the project in at $64 million. And so we had to eliminate some things. I don't think that most citizens are going to notice those changes. It's just through changes in engineering.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Well, that's wonderful. 2 years. So fast forward, we're out of this pandemic. Fingers crossed, right? Everybody has a vaccine and this pandemic is behind us. So imagine Clearwater is well on its way to finish. Is there, as we wrap up, because we only have a few more minutes and I know you have a busy schedule today, is there, you know, what is your vision post-pandemic for our community? Are there top three, what are your top three things that you would like to tackle post-pandemic? Obviously the immediate is getting people back to work, keeping our businesses operating, all of those things. But do you have any top priorities as we come out of this pandemic and post-pandemic that you hope to tackle in this term?
Job creation is still one of my primary objectives. I think that is critically important to making a strong city. I don't want our citizens to have to drive to Tampa, St. Pete, and other locations for their jobs. We want high-paying jobs that are in close proximity. And that has a virtuous cycle that starts. So one of my other objectives is strengthening our neighborhoods and seeing reinvestment. We do have aging housing stock. So Countryside is really our newest neighborhood and it's 50 years old. So you need to see people reinvesting in their homes and in their neighborhood. Again, that is promoted by people having good jobs. The other component that I think is critically important, there are several, but is us partnering with our education system. One of the things that incentivizes people to move to an area is if the schools are superior to other areas. So I want to partner with our schools within the city of Clearwater and partner them with corporations and businesses so that we can do more mentoring, that there can be more contributions. We partner now, for instance, with Ruth Eckert Hall in the school system so that they can restore arts education, which has been proven to improve academics. The other thing that I think is important is our code enforcement. Again, if you want neighborhoods to improve, you have to enforce the codes. And unfortunately, there are some folks in our city that don't always keep their properties up to the levels that we would desire. So I think all of these things work together. You know, we have Crest Lake Park going on right now. There are a lot of activities that are still continuing on in spite of the pandemic. And we need to soldier on with all of those projects, stay within our budget so that we can pay our bills. We're not like the federal government. We don't have a printing press. We have to balance the budget on an annual basis. And fortunately, Clearwater has always been very conservative and we have usually never had any general obligation debt. In fact, at this time, we have no general obligation debt at all. That's very unusual with the city. We do have revenue bonds and those are usually for water, sewer, and what we call enterprise funds, which are different from other city functions. They actually run like businesses. But those are some of my priorities. And we're still working on those now. I'm in touch with Superintendent Grego on a monthly basis. He knows what some of my ideas are and my ambitious plans to partner with the school system. We're working on our code enforcement. Sadly, we had the landings go down in November, which would have created about 3,700 jobs and gone from $12,000 in revenue for the city annually to over $1 million. And that would have also accrued to the school board and to the county. But the citizens voted and we have to deal with that and we'll move on.
Well, I'm going to speak in something else before you go, Mayor. So sure. I've always been very curious as to why somebody wants to get into public service. So you decided to do it twice. And I'm fascinated by that. So could you just give us a little insight as to your why?
Well, I think we have an obligation to give back. I fortunately own my own business and I have the flexibility to do it. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that we have business people in government because I want them to bring their acumen to the way that government is run. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've lived in Clearwater now for almost 42 years. Mm-hmm. I've grown up here. I've been in my church for 42 years. My family lives in the area. I was a Boy Scout, and one of the mottos was always leave a place better than you found it. Mm. And that's what I want to do with Clearwater. I mean, I love our city. I'm never going to move, you know, out of the area. This is where I will, you know, spend eternity in the ground somewhere. And, you know, I really want to make a difference. And I think I have the toolbox to help. I don't have all the answers. Fortunately, I've got other council members to work with, a great staff, and a good community that loves their city as well. And we all have to work together. And sometimes we'll have differing opinions. And like any family, I come from a family of six kids. We didn't always agree all the time. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we loved one another. And if there was an issue that was threatening our family, everybody circled the wagons. And I think you have to do that as a city as well.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad I asked because I didn't know that you were here for all those years. And that, of course, is a huge comfort. And I couldn't agree more. I do think that business owners in government is a very good idea because we certainly need our government to help us in any way possible. And you've certainly done a great job of that. So, Amanda, do you have anything else for our wonderful mayor before we let him go and take care of our city?
Oh, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Mayor, for your belief in the chamber, for your support of me personally in this role and the climb that it has been over the last 12, 14 months. I just want to say thank you for that. And thank you for what you do every day for our city. And thank you to your wife and to your family. I know it's a sacrifice to share you with our community. And I'm extremely grateful that they are willing to share you so you can serve and lead in the way that you do.
Thank you, ladies. It was a real pleasure to be with both of you this morning.
Thank you, Mayor. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the show. And we'd love for you to share it with somebody else who might be interested in learning more about Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. To learn more about sponsorship, please reach out to Jennifer Burrow. Her email address is Jenny, J-E-N-I, at amplifyclearwater.com. Thank you.